This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Right after the tease, I was told by a friend, cannot wait to hear the chicken wing on the court story. Oh, so I think we will start with that. Although, I did kind of want to go back to the wedding on the moon conversation at some point. If you guys...
Must we?
All right, fine. Reggie, you had a lot of really good points about the golf outing and how bad that would be on the moon.
Yeah, just moon activities. Not very high on them. There's not a lot of them, and I feel like any ones that you could scrap up would stink.
Yeah.
How do you keep the ball on the ground?
That's
you
right.
Don't.
How would you ever start golf?
Well, you could start it.
How?
You put the ball down in the sand and hit it.
As it rises up, so you put it in the ground. And
I don't think it floats off the moon. I think it'll sit there. I do think it'll sit there.
They hit a golf ball.
That's
off
why
the
Derek
moon.
Might not believe in the moon.
Yeah, they remember they
because they put a stick in there and they're like, well, why isn't it floating away? There's no gravity.
It's just lesser gravity. You know what? Continue, Corey.
Oh, there is gravity?
There is. It's just
it's not as extreme as the gravity here on Earth.
That's right.
Gravity here on Earth keeps things to the planet.
How is everything so perfect here?
And not on all the other planets? How do you know the other planets aren't perfect?
Nobody lives there.
Maybe that's good. All right.
And ours doesn't just go out of I don't even know. Is it feet? Is it a mile that then we just all die because we're too close to the sun or too far away from the sun?
I think you're right about that.
Do y'all like Kevin Harlan?
Yes.
He's the best.
You think so? Reggie, your thoughts on Kevin Harlan?
If I met him, I would be overjoyed.
He's incredible.
I feel like at Super Bowl, we've had chances to meet him. It just hasn't come to fruition. That being said, I know Kevin, I know.
He's great.
He is awesome. The first time we had him on, we asked him to tell the entire city of Seattle to suck it, and he did.
He did. That was amazing.
Now, the window was closed, but he still said it out loud. Sacramento and New Orleans were playing on Thursday night, and somehow a chicken wing got onto the floor. And this is Kevin Harlan's call.
Pelicans hold on, driving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go, and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy.
Yes.
It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
What's that guy? I hope he eats it. I'm just going to save it for and put it in that little heater over there. 46 seconds to go.
And then just the way he just goes, 46 seconds to go.
It's crispy. It's warm.
It's delicious.
They clean the basketball court a lot.
They do.
Out of all floors.
Did you want him to eat that chicken wing?
If you had to eat a chicken wing off a floor, would you rather eat it off the Mavericks basketball court or this floor?
Mavericks basketball court.
Yeah, for
1,000%.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I've seen this floor.
They are wiping that floor down constantly.
All the time. Somebody falls down, guess what? Wiping it down.
Yeah.
That being said, it brought up some thoughts on Kevin Harlan. Let's go to Cut 15 here and hear him on Monday Night Football calling a streaker.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat.
and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh,
Kevin.
They got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from
coat.
The left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That, I'm not kidding, I think is one of the greatest calls in the history of sports.
It's the one.
Exhilarating.
Because you had no idea how to prep for that. That's just a thing that happened. At least in the regular game, you're like, I know all these players. All of these different things could happen. But he was like, bam, ready to go.
The guy is drunk.
That's the line right there. It's the expression in his voice, the line. There's a guy on the field. That happened. Then there's another one. I think we all remember the moment when he called the cat on the field.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat is taking the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday
oh,
night
right.
football,
yeah,
not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five. He's
Who brought the
walking.
Cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
The way the crowd reacts to that as well, as if it was legitimately a touchdown.
I'm sorry, I don't know who is on the call with him.
Yeah,
there.
And that person needs to stand
was
down.
It Boomer?
Stop stepping all over Kevin Harlan's call.
Is it
here,
Boomer Esiason?
I don't know.
All right.
I also don't know, Mike.
I don't know, or I would tell you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I said I didn't know.
I was
know.
Listening, and then I wasn't, but I wasn't, my brain was just like listening the way it listens.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to Harlan, but I wasn't taking it all in, and it was great. But then I was like, I think Boomer was on that call.
Maybe
with
so.
Him.
Who knows?
Shut up, Boomer.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, either way. Shut up.
Gosh,
let
that's
Kevin
what they
Harlan
tell
do
all
his thing.
Lefties.
And this
All
is
good-looking lefties.
And then this is another, speaking of wings and chicken wings being on the court, Here's another brilliant Kevin Harlan moment.
I want to see how much pull we have in the city of Atlanta, see if we can get some of those chicken wings sent down here to Orlando.
Oh, no,
because
you
didn't. We could celebrate. we could celebrate the restart with those wings.
Man, that is Reggie Miller is very invested right there.
Well, because he knows where the wings are from.
Magic City. Some lemon pepper. Some lemon pepper.
What?
What?
They're not serving stripper wings at the basketball game.
Do you not remember this story, Mike?
This was coming out of the
Lou
bubble.
Williams.
Lou bought, I understand he brought them to bring them because he wanted those wings. They don't have stripper wings at the stadium.
No, at the strip club, though. Is where
I understand.
Okay. That's what he was saying.
Well, you can have someone deliver them from the strip club to
that's
the game.
Out there in the world listening, bring me some wings.
I think
from that
the
place.
Players can. I don't think I can go to, I almost said Reunion Arena, the American Airlines Center and order a Papa John's pizza in there and have it delivered to me in section 113 row R while I'm just sitting there.
But like, probably not for section 113 row R. But for Kevin Harlan?
Right. Those TV, you know, TV
he
networks,
didn't throw
they
the
have
wings.
Gophers.
He wanted to eat a wing. Do you think Kevin Harlan goes to strip clubs? I'll ask him that.
That's the important
Next
journalism that needs to be
him,
asked. No,
that's
good
the only,
job, Mike.
Like, hey, Kevin, we are having this discussion about the wing. It was really funny what you said. And then it got to, like, strippers having wings
Correct.
At the game.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you go to strip clubs for wings?
That man seems to have a lot of fun. I imagine he's been to the booty joint once or twice.
Yeah. Probably once or twice, yeah. But he also... Maybe he just likes wings.
It's weird that I want like people wearing clothes to cook my food. Like I just
hold on. Wait. Hold on. You think the strippers are also running the kitchen?
In a way, yes. In a way, in my mind,
Coming next to the grill, candy.
Things are hanging all out, and you're just like, put clothes on while you cook wings. There's grease, and I don't know, like, just makes me feel better. You're wearing clothes while you're cooking.
That is true bravery, if you're cooking wings naked.
Yeah, or anything. Because you're just making a sandwich, so it's cold, but usually when you're making stuff, usually you're using, I would say, ovens or frying pans or grease or something. And you just want clothes on for that.
For protection.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't want hair in my food.
You think hair's just going to fall off their boob?
There's more chance. I hope your stripper doesn't have hair on her boob.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
a
horrible
okay.
strip club. I mean, they are paying you to go to that strip club. Hey, you want to? Here comes out Harry Sally. Like, nobody wants.
Did you say that because of the movie? Get control of this, Corey.
That's exactly where I want it to be, Kevin. I don't think you understand.
But now nobody has hair on her boobs like Sally does. Gross.
From the 903 stripper hibachi.
Somebody did say something interesting too about the, like, where would you eat food off of? They said don't eat it off of a hockey ice because there's spit all over that hoe.
Oh, yeah. And then there it freezes kind of, yeah.
But does it still spit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This is another question.
It's not clean ice.
So literally my kid, Carter, last night, we were watching the hockey game.
Can you imagine making a snow cone out of the stuff that those girls scrape up in between timeouts and stuff? Like, that is gross ice.
The,
It is.
I just got a text from Alec. It's really funny. And I, too, hope we get an endorsement off of that. Carter wants to go.
The guy is drunk.
Carter wants to go to a Stars game.
Okay.
Kevin, there aren't very many Stars games left.
Game time app.
But yes, exactly. The playoffs, however, are coming up.
True.
And I think I get $20 off my first purchase with
the Hell with yeah.
So I'm going to get tickets for me and Carter to go to a hockey game. But while we were there, and I'm sure Spittle probably knows this, you might know this too. We were told that the ice on the hockey rink is only about an inch thick. That was Frank Provenzano that told us that. But I told him last night, because Carter's a pretty good artist. I don't know if you've seen any of his work. I'll tweet it out. He's got some really good stuff. I said, you know what I hope for you one day, Carter? That you're the guy that paints the hockey ice.
Ooh, that'd be neat.
And he was like, that's a stupid job, Dad. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, it's not, you don't paint it on. It's just a plastic sheet underneath that ice. Is that true?
That's what I think, yes.
I don't know that to be true.
I'm 90% sure about
okay.
that.
But you said 90.
I'm not 100%. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they're not painting on the ice. It's a mat underneath.
Okay, text in 877-881-1053 if you know the real answer.
I think
they
actually do paint it.
See, that is what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
they're painting all of that?
They don't paint
night?
On top, but they paint it underneath. So, like, what you're doing is you're maintaining the ice on top. But, like, I think at a certain layer within that, you are painting.
Yeah, I just got
to... But not ice. You're not painting ice.
I don't think they're painting ice. Right? I think they're painting something. I don't know, but I don't know. So, that's what I wanted to learn from you guys. But, Kevin, I really expected Kevin
tell
to know.
Tell you what, my brain's overloaded right now.
Because of
thinking.
All the Kevin Harlan stuff and the wings.
Well, and the ice thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is...
This is a thinker.
We've had a hockey team forever, and we don't know this.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not paint; it's dye from 3-2-1. And so I'll have to
from
see
from 3-2-1.
Are you trusting that person?
The 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Zero.
Actually,
just counting down.
3-2-1-4. That seems like a broken number.
Somebody stop
Look
that
out,
man!
You're
Let's get some draft coverage here, Kevin, okay. As we will be out at all the pluckers in America, making sure that we deliver the what?
In the Metroplex.
Yeah, I'm not going too far.
I thought all the pluckers were just in the Metroplex. Is there more?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they are. But yeah, we're going to be out. So, Kevin, I wanted to ask you these questions. Do you think these things could happen in the NFL draft? New England passes on a quarterback in the first round. With the Tom Brady news that he could come back to the Patriots.
I don't know if I think it's because of that.
All right. You think they're...
But I think they could.
Completely in on Jacoby Brissett?
No, I just think they might be like, this is too good to pass up.
T. Higgins, Brandon Ayuk, or another veteran get traded?
Yes.
You think that could happen?
I think it's more likely for Higgins.
Okay.
Than Ayuk.
I know Ayuk's kind of in a weird place right now, and he even reached out to like Tomlin on Twitter one day because people were saying they looked alike, but there's a different, like, I'm very interested to see what his situation becomes. Because there's a lot of money in San Francisco, and a lot of people are getting ready to get paid.
I just thought we had heard so much about they were trying to work it out.
Okay.
Know, but maybe.
Minnesota, not the team moving up for a quarterback.
Does it give alternates for...
Giants, Raiders, Broncos.
Okay. I would buy all of those.
Mm-hmm. Four quarterbacks taken in the top five overall would be the first time in league history, Kevin. Told us.
But and then the Vikings aren't going to move up if they're not going to snag a quarterback, right? Like, I know we've talked about the multiple draft pick situation. They're looking to move up. I can't imagine they would move up and not get a quarterback.
And then lastly, Kevin, from the 817, and I trust this person. I was the project architect for the ice rink in Mansfield, Texas. They put down a layer of ice, paint that layer white, then paint all the other lines. Then they put several layers on top of it. And I do believe that that's what I've been
What's underneath
told.
The ice?
It's a layer of ice that's white.
What's underneath that layer?
The freezers. Like the little freezing pan or whatever they have on there.
Why do they need to paint it white?
So that you can see the stuff on the ice.
Why not? I don't know. I'm just thinking to myself, why not just have a white mat underneath there so you don't have to paint the ice? But I'm being serious here. I'm not goofing off.
Maybe that would melt. I don't know. Maybe that would be something that would hold heat or something. I don't know. So anyway, I'm glad we got all that taken care of.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next on a Shout-Out Friday, Caitlin Clark already making a huge impact at the next level. Are you interested? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week, 877-881-1053. You want to get involved in our conversation on a Shout-Out Friday? We'll do it all next right here on The Fan.
12 on the shot clock. Hands off to Clark. As we approach 5 minutes, step back, right wing three. You've got to be kidding me. Caitlin Clark grabs her chest, looks to the crowd, matches a career high with 9 threes. She's got 37.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 713. Shout-out to the moon for boxing out the sun this week and being the best place to get married.
Agreed.
And then from the 682, I Tolo 5 days a week and like all the shows. But shout out to y'all. You're the greatest show in town. Thank you very much for listening to the entire station and that compliment. Also, do you want to give a shout out to the Olympic Committee when it comes to track and field? Because World Athletics has set aside $2.4 million for the 2024 Summer Games with each gold medalist in track and field getting $50,000 and the relay team splitting $50,000 among themselves.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome,
that
right?
That is awesome. Congratulations to them.
I'm sure the time and training.
How are they going to spend that?
Getting their gold medal bronzed. They wouldn't do that. That was a joke. Guys, we got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a minute, but I want to go to Caitlin Clark, and I want to know, do you care? Like, are you going to go see Indiana when they play the Wings? No.
I'm done now.
Okay.
And there was, again, I don't want to discount that for anybody else that's very interested in it. Like, awesome. Go after it. Have fun. But I think very similar to what Reggie said last week, there was very specific thing that I wanted to see, and it's kind of ended now.
Yeah.
You know, my series is over.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of done with that, and I'll move on to whatever the next thing is. But I will add, now I do have some new players for next year's college basketball that I might be interested in. So that's something I'll come back to, but I don't think I'm following this to the next place.
Mike, should I assume you're
no?
No. All right.
I think it's cool, and I think there are a lot of people that are going to be intrigued. That's just not – I'm not yet. There might be something. Let's say, Kevin – that her and Angel Reese sparked this back up in the WNBA.
Sure.
Then I'm like, hold on. Now I'm reinterested.
And the early look at the WNBA shows that there is a huge amount of interest at the next level. We've talked about how long that will carry on. The Fever had the second to lowest attendance in the WNBA last year. They averaged 4,000 fans a game. And they wouldn't say the percentage spike, but they confirmed that there is, quote, a spike in ticket interest, and they are putting games on sale 2 games a day at a time.
Do you think they can get to that 9 million that I was talking about the other day?
I do not think that they can get from 4,000
in
to
18 years, maybe.
Yeah.
If you add up 18 years, and I still think they might fall a hair short.
Okay.
Could they double their attendance? I actually think that's viable. But instead of putting all season single tickets on sale at once, they're doing them 2 a day to try to vary up how many people get a shot at these tickets, because they're expecting a lot of folks to be interested. SeatGeek said the Fever resale price for home games right now is $182, which is an increase of 136% from last year. And then the rep from SeatGeek added, that's usually only the kind of growth you see when LeBron changes teams.
Really?
So that's impressive.
So is... Because Mike asked the question earlier about that, and we all just consensusly agreed on Michael Jordan. LeBron's not there.
I think he's a solid second.
Even in fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if there's one place where this discussion is not even anywhere near discussion, it's fame. Michael Jordan, a global institution in a way. Like, and that is no disrespect to LeBron James, but I think he would say the same. Like, Michael Jordan, clearly an icon in the truest meaning of the word.
Yeah, I guess it always felt like doors were just opened for Michael, and LeBron's had to open them himself or knock on them to get them open. I guess that's...
Ooh, yeah, because I don't know if I agree with that. I think Michael Jordan made the sneaker game relevant at an entire new company, and so I think he had to knock on a whole lot of doors as well. Caitlin Clark, a couple of other avenues, TV and betting. TV... 36 of her 40 games as a rookie are going to be nationally televised. So that's a huge spike for them. And then for March Madness, in the Final Four, Caitlin Clark had 80% more wagers on her individual prop bets than Zach Edey from Purdue, who was second, and 380% more than your guy DJ Burns from NC State, who was third. So they took them all. It's amazing, but that could be a college thing. Does it translate over? TV, scalpers, the team, Indiana Fever themselves, they're all thinking that this will carry over to a very similar level in the upcoming year.
Very interested to see if they do.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 254. Shout-out to my girlfriend, Jordan. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary today. That's from Brent in Fort Worth and from the 469. I want to give you guys a shout-out for helping me get a signed Bobby Witt Jr. card via My Possibilities. We had as part of Peace-a-thon. Obviously, 2 home runs and 5 RBIs last night, I want to say. So he's had an incredible...
4 on the year.
He's incredible start to the year. Now...
I also got a Michael Young rookie autograph out of
that. That's true. That is very true. You guys ready for some Masterpiece of the Week?
She said, list this.
What's happening, gentlemen?
I hadn't answered the question before he played, but yes.
You waited too long.
I'm sorry.
You had plenty of room in there to get in.
I was taking a breath, and I just wanted to make sure I was ready.
That's on you for breathing.
Oh.
Note to self, don't breathe.
That's right. This is Masterpiece of the Week, where you should hold your breath, because we revisit some of the funny, stupid, or odd things that have been said on this program over the last week or so.
And you've been here for some of it.
I have. I have been here for some of it.
That's cool.
It is good. It is cool. Have you guys enjoyed this?
Yes.
Okay.
Working with you? Or just the show?
The show.
Yeah.
Good.
I heard you last night.
Thanks. Was it good or?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
But you weren't on with us.
That's true. Because y'all did a baseball game or led up to the baseball game. Which, honestly, do better, guys. Get us a win next time. How about that?
That's fair.
That is fair. We need to be better at winning.
Someone who does not need to be better. Well, maybe, but in this instance, Mike Bacsik, as we enter a Masterpiece of the Week. In order to give Mike a little bit of leeway, we will give a Corey Majors cut, and we begin here.
You run up behind them and then get in front of them and grab them by the head and then pull them down with you and as you go down. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Mike is
That's a pretty
familiar.
Valid explanation of the RKO, right?
Is that
Am
what
I wrong
is?
About that?
Do you have a valid explanation for why that Allen Iverson statue is so small?
So tiny. That's the tiniest little statue I've ever seen in my life. Look it up, Mike. They just unveiled the Allen Iverson statue.
And life it is, size?
It's the size like of 5'10"? The it's the size of the Luke Skywalker I gave Kevin.
Yeah, it looks even smaller than that. Like, with the platform, it's taller, but that statue does not look big. The 76ers put it out on their Twitter
account.
2 feet
tall.
So they're making a statue, or they've made a statue of Allen Iverson.
Yes.
And they decided to go with a smaller version of Allen Iverson than he was. And he was a small guy.
He's a small guy. And they were like, we don't really want to spend as much as they did on that Dirk statue. Yeah. But here you go, man.
It looks like the whole presentation is about six and a half feet tall. And that includes a giant stand for the statue.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of people there, too. Oof. That being said, Kevin.
Yes.
That had very little to do with you helping me describe the RKO. Was that a good description of an RKO?
Yeah.
You run up behind them, get in front of them, wrap your arm around their head, and pull them down. Yep. If you're doing it to a pool, it's even more fun because nobody gets hurt.
It's in front of the practice facility, apparently.
Yes.
The AI statue.
No way. Are you serious?
Practice.
They put his statue in front of practice.
Yes.
Hilarious. Maybe that's why it's so small.
Not at the game.
No, not the game. Not the arena.
Not the arena.
At the practice.
They put the person who hated practice so much. Dude, are they going to do that for Micah and Frisco?
Whoa. Stop capping.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that's a reference, but it still sounds wild. As we continue, masterpiece of the week. The Mikesterpiece of the week. Mike Bassick, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go out with my friends.
Right now.
My wife just found a ping pong table at a garage sale, and we've been having a blast ping ponging it.
You made it a verb.
Was that today?
No.
I've been talking. I forgot I talked ping pong.
Multiple times you've talked about your ping pong.
I love ping pong.
You've been bragging about your ping pong table.
It's not even a great ping pong table. It's been left out in the rain by whoever else owned it. Obviously, it was discounted at the garage sale, but...
Did you say you bought paddles? Y'all went and got paddles?
No, they had paddles.
What about balls? Did you get balls?
They did. I got to order some new balls.
Back to you, Reggie.
Maybe that explains this.
I think I'm going to measure myself in the morning.
And then what, Mike?
Hang upside down in the garage thing.
Where do you start with a measurement?
Underneath.
I guess from the bottom of your feet and then to your head.
Okay.
And then you do it at the top. You put the mark at the top of your head, and then I go hang on the.
Well, that I believe, but I just want to know the start. If the end is the top of your head,
yeah, like a quarter, three quarters of an inch
is your heels, the heels that are on the ground.
Gotcha.
That's right. That's right. As you can tell, Mike, fantastic orator on this program, as evidenced by this live read.
They will help you out. They will find. Those soda-friendly meals that will help you out. You guys stop looking at me like that, and they will get you food that will help you out and have fun with your friends, too.
What? They'll find you the food to have fun with your friends.
What was that for?
Soda.
I did that on the air?
Yes,
I did that on the air.
You did a great job, Mike.
Ooh.
Might have to make good for that.
Let's see. Other Mikesterpiece of the Week nominees. This right here.
Their backup catcher?
Yeah.
He rocked our pitcher?
He went deep.
Jeez.
Next.
Okay, we continue on with this.
We're about to go on the runs, man.
What? Don't say it like that.
Well, it's multiple runs.
Yeah, no, but...
It's just a run. If it's just the Stars, it's a run.
It's the way...
But it's the Stars and the Mavs, so we're going on runs.
That's how plurals work, Corey.
I think ultimately y'all talked me into the it.
And then today when we talked...
Exclamation point at the end of it.
I forgot I mentioned that, because today my point of the day was we're about to go on the runs with the Stars and the Mavs to win it all. Both of them will win it all in June.
Mm-hmm. I think your point of the day was you were talking about Jersey Mike's.
That's right.
They have the juice. That's their saying.
Yep, that's what you said.
We have the juice, I think. Mm-hmm.
It's not loose.
All right. Okay.
I hope these are good ping pong balls.
I sure hope so as well. I don't know how to segue to this. Mike said this.
Like, 2 inches of your boob is covered right now. That's in Vegas with the pasties.
You thought that was really funny.
I did think that was funny.
Listen to you laugh, man.
Oh.
You still think it's funny, huh?
Yes, I do still think it's funny. Because I can envision just the indignant response from Mike, too. And he's like, no, fix your life.
Yeah, they should. They should. If you're out there in Vegas and you just have pasties on your boobs, you got something going on that's not good.
Definitely got something going on, which is one way you could describe what Mike says here.
Take off your underwear.
Entirely.
All right. You
know, holy crap, Mike.
Well, you don't want it in your underwear. What was that about?
It's a great question.
Going in your pants.
Oh, yeah.
The runs. Yeah. I think it was about the runs.
Yeah, if you crap your pants and, I mean, the underwear, you just don't want it. You just get rid of it.
That's a good point.
I mean, if that happens, you're not taking it with you.
I agree.
They're done.
You just throw it in the trash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you trash
them. That's
a
humane thing
to do. You have
to
take it out to, like, the dumpster, though, right?
I would hope so, if you have the opportunity to.
Not leaving that in the kitchen, yeah.
It does, if it's Friday,
you're putting
we're not coming back here till Monday. Somebody else will take care of it.
Oh, my gosh, Mike.
They'll be like, what's that smell?
And why are you crapping your pants at the studio?
Laughing?
Fair.
That is fair.
And finally, in this edition of the Mike's Piece of the Week, Mike Bacsik.
I wish he could, but he can't. I'm part of the problem, by the way.
Was that about Wyatt Langford?
Yeah.
I feel like it's about more than Wyatt Langford, though, in spirit.
Put too high of expectation. We've put too high of expectation on him, and I'm part of putting too high of an expectation on him. And now people are like, what's wrong with him?
I'll tell you this from the 682. Mike always says things purposely. Trying to end up on this segment. He says things with purpose, but not to end up in this segment because that's what his brain demands that he says.
And honestly, I will give you my honest appraisal of this. I try very hard to find the things that Mike did not say intentionally.
Yeah.
And you got that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though, and I feel like next week's probably the best time because you're with us next Friday, right?
That's right.
I hope that YouTube, take a picture of it and put it on the send it to the radio is on there because that was my favorite thing said today. Like that, I was thinking that would make it. It was hilarious. Yes, his diagram.
That was today. What a long show it's been.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
It's been an awesome show.
Kidding.
From the 817 show has been freaking epic today. LMAO. So I'm gonna vote. I love the diagram.
Wait. I'm sorry, Corey. This person, I think it's the same person, trying to follow up and said, nah, that dude says some dumb stuff on purpose. Trust me. We spend a lot of time with Mike, not on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I think the stuff that you guys think is dumb is smarter than you think.
See? Right there. Come on now.
Who's in the background
lashing
that up?
That's
Lucius. Lucius back here. He's got you.
He's about to he's setting the bomb off in his head. He's like...
I will vote for the soda commercial because I think it's funny.
They will help you out. They will find those soda-friendly meals that will help you out. You guys stop looking at me like that, and they will get you food that will help you out and have fun with your friends, too.
Just the terrible bailout.
Dismount.
You guys know what I'm saying.
A bunch of cucumbers and stuff. I will vote for Mike saying that we have multiple teams that are going to take us on a run.
We're about to go on the runs, man.
What? Don't say it like that.
Well, it's multiple runs.
Yeah, no, but...
It's just a run. If it's just the Stars, it's a run.
It's the way...
But it's the Stars and the Mavs, so we're going on runs.
That's how plurals work, Corey.
I got to give Reggie some credit on that, too. Just the dunk at the end of
that
one.
I'm voting for Corey.
I did have one.
You did.
You run up behind them and then get in front of them and grab them by the head and then pull them down with you. And then as you go down, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's like, yes.
I've seen that move.
All right.
Reggie, it's up to you.
I'm actually going to decide a winner for the first time ever.
What?
It's never happened before.
No way.
It's Mike doing a live read.
They will help you out. They will find those soda-friendly meals that will help you out. You guys stop looking at me like that. And they will get you food that will help you out and have fun with your friends, too.
That's how we do Masterpiece of the Week.
Some fantastic
that
stuff.
That was awesome.
We have an update. 2 hours and 15 minutes ago from the 214. Could I get a shout-out? I've been listening since sixth grade, and now I have my driving test in an hour. Update! Damn. I passed my road test.
Yes! Don't get on your phone and start driving. Everybody wrecks.
Well, they did say in an hour, and this has been 2 hours and 15 minutes, so I think they responsibly waited to send us that update. Congratulations to you.
Yes.
And coming up next.
Does your son have a driver's license?
Yes, he does. We will chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Heggie. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you very much for asking.
Is it the information you just learned that the moon has gravity and it's 1/6 of the Earth's gravity? So there is existing gravity that keeps the ball on the ground, but doesn't keep it on the planet.
The only way I could dunk.
Yes, exactly.
On the moon?
Yeah.
That would be kind of awesome.
You take 5/6 away of gravity, I'm good to go.
You better hold on to that rim, though, because otherwise you're just gonna keep
going. Float away into space and hope that the basket doesn't go with you.
Like, as hard as I would jump to get 10 feet in the air...
Don't jump that hard. You're going to like fly.
Yeah, you're going over that rim.
But like, then I barely have to do it. That's how Anthony Edwards feels dunking a basketball. Like, I saw him dunk the other day and I was like, he didn't even try to jump and he got like 11 feet high. And I'm like, how do humans do this?
Yeah.
How do they jump so easy and go so high?
Strengthen their legs.
I'm doing everything. Like, when I was 17 years old, I did everything I could just to touch rim.
Did you wear those shoes that had
the little thing on the front?
Yeah,
I did. Bill Laimbeer's. Yeah. I tried. Didn't help much. If it did, I did test. I had a 19-inch vertical with Cleveland.
Okay,
I'm not laughing. I don't think I was much better. Yeah.
Those shoes are a great transition into this. We talked about this earlier. Watching the Masters, I still think the way people putt when they stand directly over their putter is ridiculous. But we said, what are ridiculous-looking things in sports that are effective? So those shoes are a great example. They can help you with your vertical. You just look like a moron when you're walking around with your weirdo shoes. Mm-hmm. But it's effective, so do you care?
Are those the Laimbeers?
Or the George Costanzas.
The Costanzas, yes.
And so we started talking about the granny free throw shot and how Rick Barry was trying to get Shaq into it and it was working. And then everybody made fun of him. He's like, I can't do it.
Can't do this anymore. If something works, I will not care one bit, you know, what the world thinks. Now, those shoes were pretty ridiculous looking, but, you know, I think I would be willing to do that to dunk in basketball games. I mean, I would wear those constantly. I would wear no other footwear. You know, I'd wear those naked if I could dunk in an NBA
game.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's funny that you say naked because somebody brought up the Speedo. And I was like, do you want to go back to the Olympics with the just short style bathing suits? It's like, oh, a lot of drag on the stretch there.
You think the original Olympics, they were naked?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah. They definitely were.
I don't
know. The original Olympics.
Yeah.
But I just imagine.
Before the advent of clothes.
Yeah.
I don't think they were.
Okay.
No?
I think they had something like some sort of underwear type of garment.
Like a loincloth
kind of thing. Yeah. I think that they don't want their.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Spartacus?
Yeah.
That was worth something like that, you know? We're not like riding around chariots and stuff like that.
I think it would hurt. I mean, I'm going to be honest here.
I don't want to ride a horse.
I think if you're a man that's naked and you're sprinting, I think that's going to hurt.
Most likely. Yeah, you're going to want some sort of...
Testicles.
Especially moving at Olympic speeds.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to use technical terms here. Your testicles are going to slap up against your legs pretty violently. Yeah. And
after a while, though, doesn't the whole kind of thing like kind of like pull in to protect itself? If it knows that you're competing,
Would you actually? Would you rather it to be the like the winter games? Like in that scenario, you'd rather be a little bit cold when you have to sprint through,
and you're naked in the winter games. You're freezing your testicles off at that point.
I don't know if that one made it any better.
They're bouncing, but I mean, you are cold if you don't have any clothes on. They probably didn't have the Winter Olympics when they didn't have clothes.
Yeah, definitely in the more tropical parts of Greece, I imagine.
Sure, and plus you'll be like, that's not representative of me as an Olympian.
Exactly,
it's the Winter Games.
You have the built-in excuse of like, trust me, wait till you see me in the summertime, guys.
This is a weird pivot, but it's
a couple seasons away.
Oh man.
Dawson doesn't want to pivot. He wants
if you have more thoughts. But wouldn't you never want to do like the luge or the skeleton or anything like that? Because
that would be tough.
Yeah. I'm not or playing hockey. I'm not doing that.
I'm totally out on that.
What would be the easiest Olympic thing to do naked?
Also, why do we have ice skates,
ski jumping,
and bobsleds, but not clothes?
I'd like to see ski jumping, please.
Why do we have skis and a pole with no clothes?
Valid. They didn't have poles.
Definitely a good
skis.
Question you have to ask those guys.
Downhill skiing, that would be a blast. Mm,
slalom.
Yeah,
slalom.
Get down in that tuck.
Oh, the moguls. Yep. The moguls.
I feel like Jim McMahon doing that squat in front of everybody with no clothes
skating.
On.
You really want to be in first place in that particular race. Oh,
you ain't this the lead is dog. The worst conversation. What do you guys make got coming Olympics. Up?
First Winter Games, 1924. I don't think we had a clothes problem.
Bringing it up the rear in that particular race.
This has been an all-timer week of crosstalk, by the way. Just insanity.
I heard we didn't quite meet the Chris Arnold standard from yesterday.
Might hear that again coming up in the G-Bag of the Day, 2:30. If you missed crosstalk last night, CA got animated in telling one of his great stories.
So you think it's going to be a good show?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking it to what you drink and what you think on Friday. So we'll be taking your phone calls coming up at 5:20.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here. On 105 through the Fan.
Say goodbye to Mike, Kevin.
Oh, bye, Mike.
See you guys.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.